My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and these are your liner notes on Cannonball Adderley. Cannonball Adderley, I think, is known not only for popularizing hard bop, but for really bringing a sense of joy and jubilation, bringing a sense of church into an art form. Along with his brother Nat, he helped to continue a popularization in the best sense of the word of jazz, mixing it with funk and with a little bit of rock in the 70s, as well as that gospel floor. I do believe Cannonball Adderley was one of the architects of revivifying and reinvigorating jazz with a sense of its sacred roots. And as Shakespeare says, life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage, and then is heard no more. In Contradistinction, Cannonball Adderley says, this is a song from the beginning of eternity, a song that transcends any space and time, any physical location, and raises us up to a life that can be known in any age, a life that is exuberant and robust and is a connecting force from generation to generation. So what does it mean to bring spirituality to music? Does it mean to bring dogma from a church? Does it mean to bring preconceived beliefs and notions of who's in and who's out? Or does one get past all of those senses of insularity and say, you can be my brother, you can be my sister too, if you open your heart, if you allow your heart to dance, if you recognize that this moment is a moment of praise. For Cannonball Adderley, music wasn't a commodity. Music was timeless and allows you to begin to step away from what you might be working on or thinking and to bring yourself into the greater whole of the infinity of existence. My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and you've been listening to Liner Notes, a project of Views and Brews, KUTX 98.9. Listen well, and have courage.
Mercy, 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 mercy. Thank you.